A security alert is continuing outside Lisburn this morning after two pipe bomb type devices detonated outside a property in Mill Street around 20 past two this morning. A third device failed to explode. It was examined by Army technical officers. It was made safe. I want to speak to one of the public representatives in the area, Jonathan Craig from the DUP. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Jonathan, first of all, where exactly? This is very close to Hilden, am I right?
It is. It's very, very close to what was the old Hilden Mill. It's a brand new development of social housing, which is literally built outside the front gates of what was the old Hilden Mill.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you hear it reported on the news as Lambeg, you hear it reported as Lisburn, but, you know, Hilden has its own identity and a particularly a good name for somewhere to live.
A very good name for somewhere to live, a very quiet residential area and an extremely mixed area. There's literally little or no trouble has ever occurred in this area, in fact, practically unheard of.
How much at risk were people in that street last night?
They were in extreme danger. There was three devices, two of which went off and exploded inside one of the properties, and a third device was then left dangling out of the fuel tank of the vehicle that was involved in the incident. And unfortunately, with the geography of the area, the rest of the residents who then were evacuated had to walk past that vehicle. And that's people with young families who were evacuated from their homes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So the property and the car was targeted, is that right?
The car was where the devices were launched from.
And as a result of the... And are you saying that the car then got caught up in the incident?
So the car seems to have been brought by whoever carried this out, and the pipe bomb devices were located in the car, and they were fired into the home.
And is the car now in the custody of the police?
The area is now cordoned off. The police have it secured at present, and I think they're gathering resources from what the local commander was able to tell me to do a complete security search of the area just in case there is any other dangerous devices here.
And have we any idea what sort of motive there may have been in the area?
Absolutely not. I think this is the thing that has shocked absolutely everybody here. The particular home where the device exploded is a young mother with a child. Everybody's absolutely bewildered as to why anybody would be targeted in that way. But there's a lot of anger down here too, that a residential area like this would be attacked in this manner. This is something which is unheard of in Hilden, and it's completely unacceptable that this sort of activity is still going on in this day and age.
It is concerning that pipe bombs seem to be so readily available.
It's deeply concerning. I suppose the difficulty is, Frank, that we need to be honest about this. If you have a little bit of engineering knowledge and access to the internet, I think almost anybody can build these devices.
And the fact that people possibly are building them themselves and targeting residents that they choose to target, and very possible they've an example of mistaken identity, that happens as well. But whether it's mistaken identity or not, targeting anyone with a pipe bomb is an incredibly reckless thing to do.
Absolutely reckless. Frank, we could have been looking at both a young child and a mother dead this morning. And I just dread to think how that could have happened. But whoever did this, they clearly didn't care about the safety of the individuals they were targeting, nor the safety of anybody living in that vicinity, because absolutely anybody could have been injured or killed with these devices.
And just clear one thing up for me, Jonathan, with regards to the car. Is the car believed to be a car that belongs to the attackers, or is the car belonging to someone in the street?
Well, it's believed to belong to the attackers.
That's interesting. So that's bound to help significantly with the police investigation when they begin to look at that car.
Yes. The forensic people have been out here and have been looking at both the vehicle and the home in question.
Well, let's hope the people who are targeted are feeling a little more at ease this morning, but it's hard to come to terms with an attack like that in a residential area or an attack like that anywhere. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Jonathan. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Jonathan Craig from the DUP. The police are investigating and are calling for people who may have information to get in contact with them.